What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are very pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Tennessee Titans legend, former running back Eddie George. Eddie, thanks for taking time to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. A pleasure.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Hope you are as well. We got a lot to get to with you today regarding a great partnership between you and FanDuel Sportsbook, and we'll get to that coming up. But first, I want to start with the Titans. Titans now at 5-2 on the season, Eddie. How do you view this team and where they sit right now, seven games into the season?
Well, they're sitting pretty. You know, right now they have built a five-game cushion, you know, in the beginning. Kind of their tilt right now. The peer to me last week was Pittsburgh beating them twice. They went into Cincinnati, a team that was capable. Their record certainly doesn't indicate how good they are. Cincinnati lost all five of their games by 10 points or less. So that tells me that they're on the cusp of being a really good football team, you know, with Joe Burrow, and he's going to be one hell of a quarterback. So they went in there really, I thought, kind of flat. Didn't play really well. And I think they got to, you know, figure out some things defensively, which they have already. John Robinson and Mike Vrabel shook up the roster to get the right guys in on defense. And hopefully they can shake it up to the point where you get more production, get off on third downs, and find ways to get the ball back into Tannehill's hands. And so he can push forward and try to get some more wins.
Yeah, Eddie, what do you think about that? I mean, we're talking about some major moves. I guess – maybe yeah. Not surprising, you know, that Vic Beasley or Jonathan Joseph would be cut, but still, you know, Vic Beasley was a big sign in the offseason. They've moved on from him. They go get Desmond King. What do you think that'll mean on the field, and what do you think it means in the locker room right now to see all this activity, you know, after that tough loss?
Well, let's be clear. The NFL is business, and when you're not producing or providing production, you want to be a liability. And I felt like Vic Beasley coming in was really never fully vested in the program. Came in, signed with the Titans, didn't show up to workouts, came in late, dealt with some issues with his knee, and when it was time for him to perform, produced zero sacks. And there's nothing against him personally. It's just that, hey, you know, we brought him in, they made an investment in him to come in and do a job and wasn't getting it done. So, you know, you've got to move forward with that. You got to get guys that are going to buy into your culture, that are hungry, that are going to go out and produce the best that they can do in terms of getting the sacks and creating disruption. And that's what I think, you know, whether the guys that they bring in can provide that, we don't know as of yet, but at least he's recognizing it and say, hey, before we get any further down the tracks with where we're trying to go here, there's been seven games that we haven't seen anything, so they got to shake it up right now before it gets off the rails and gets out of control, because it's now a glaring issue after the first seven games. It's been pretty consistent that they haven't been getting the pass rush, they haven't been winning on third downs, and they haven't gotten anything out of their front four in terms of disrupting the quarterback.
Titans legend Eddie George on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Eddie, obviously you're a guy that was the heart and soul of the locker room in your time with the Titans. You brought up Vic Beasley and maybe not being quite fully invested with this group. As a player, how quickly can you tell if a guy is fully bought in or not once they arrive with your team?
First day tells me everything. If you're before time, you're working out, you're engaged, your mentoring to the young guys, all those little things tell big stories. And when you're not there, when you have no intention on staying later and watching film or engaging with guys or really building the chemistry. It tells a lot. Now, I'm not in the locker room in this particular situation, so I don't know in terms of that with Vic Beasley. But I know, and when I played in college, when I played in the NFL for so many years, very off the rip if somebody's there to win games or if they're there just to collect a paycheck and just live the lifestyle. And you can see that immediately.
Now, one guy who I think has kind of grown into a stronger role in that locker room, Eddie, is Derrick Henry, a guy who, bided his time and was backing up DeMarco Murray early, maybe a quiet guy by nature, but more and more a voice in that locker room. What have you seen from him in that way? I know that you've mentored him some and, of course, well-documented, talking to him about running style and all these things that he gave you credit for a couple of years ago. But what about the intangible aspect of things? Have you seen him grow and change in that way?
Yeah, on that run last season, when he took over the rushing champion, became the rushing champion of the NFL, he was just doing a lot more talking, inspiring guys. You can sense that everybody fed off of his energy. And as he went, the team went, and he became more vocal. Listen, Derek comes from he has a championship pedigree, coming from Alabama, so he knows what that looks like. He understands what a championship team looks like, how the feeling of it, and he's won a Heisman Trophy. So it's no surprise to him of being successful. He wants to be one of the very best to play in this game. Is he's not driven by money. And that's what it goes back to, that question of, what drives people and why you're there. And if you can see it, I can see it on him. He just needed to be guided in the right direction in terms of tweaking his game a little bit. And now he's totally taken over, both as a player and certainly as a leader now.
Eddie, you absolutely know what it was like from a culture standpoint here back when you guys with yourself and Steve, Floyd Reese, Jeff Fisher were doing a whole lot of winning here in Nashville. You had a great culture with this group. Do you think that John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, they've reestablished that winning culture and the things that are necessary to win at a high level? Have they gotten back to that point, in your opinion, yet here with the Titans?
Well, they went to the AFC Championship game last year, and I think their aspirations are a little higher than just getting to the AFC Championship game and just getting to the Super Bowl and winning that. And that remains to be seen. There's still a lot of work to be done to make that determination of consistency, and we just don't know yet. There hasn't, that body of work still hasn't been complete. These chapters haven't been read yet. So that's a question that can be answered, 4 or 5 years from now to say, hey, this window of time under this era, where'd they stack up? How were they? So I certainly think the components are there, the bones are there, potential is certainly there for them to go on an epic run, but the next 3 weeks will determine that for sure. They play Chicago, they're going to play Indianapolis twice, and that's going to be the defining moments. We'll see who they really are, given where they are right now with the defense and special teams. How are they going to right the ship and get in the right direction and finish these games off strong?
How do you feel about that right at this moment, Eddie? That, we've talked about the bringing in Desmond King. Adoree Jackson should be back Sunday. Losing Luan is a significant thing, but obviously that offense still has a lot of weapons and a lot to like about it. Like, where do you think things are headed for them from here?
Well, you look at the offense, they're not a one-trick pony. They're not just one style, where they just run the football. You force the quarterback to beat you. Tannehill's proven that he can beat you with his arm. They have a deep receiving core that he goes to. You look at his completion rate. It's been great. He's been fantastic with protecting the football, not too many interceptions. Derek has continued to put up big yards, and his games where he's off, he's still getting 100 yards plus. It now is just a matter of figuring out the defensive side of the football. And again, third downs have been their Achilles heel, is winning on third downs. Once they figure that out, once, guys like Clowney and Jeffrey Simmons get in sync and they become dogs in the trenches and they become hunters in the trenches and they're disruptive, and they've reached their potential in the trenches and they establish that, that's when we're capable of seeing it. So it doesn't matter. It won't matter who the opponent is. The opponent is the Titans themselves. So if they can handle that situation in a squad, they can, you know, handle business against the Bears. They can handle business against Indianapolis, who I think is going to be their toughest opponent coming up, because Indianapolis has always given the Titans an issue, and their defensive front is a problem. So we're going to see in the next few weeks just what, you know, Tennessee's made of.
No doubt. I did want to ask you on Derek, Eddie, with the comments from Ryan Clark before the Steelers game. I know he's kind of walked back a little bit on that, but what did you make of those comments on Derek, I guess, not being courageous enough, you know, at the first level, if I'm paraphrasing there?
Yeah, again, Ryan's cut from the old school cloth. And I think Ryan's a good friend of mine. He was coming from his Steelers lens, and I think he made a comment about, well, in my day, you know, I would have did X, Y, and Z, and I'm saying, you know, don't fall back off of that. Stand behind your shield, you know, don't fall back. Yeah, I was surprised. I was really disappointed to hear that he stepped back from that and apologized. You know, let's see that. You know, let's come out of retirement, put those pads on, and step in front of Derek with 1 yard to go and see who wins that battle. But, you know, you get that. You get commentators. You get guys from different leagues, from around the league, that's going to look at that. And I can see in some instances what he's talking about in terms of punishing defenders at the first level. But Derek is not that type of back. You know, he is a game breaker. And if he gets beyond that first level, it's a problem. But in terms of getting a violent yard, I can see where Clark's accurate in that assessment. But when it counts, though, you know, at the goal line and so forth, first and second down, Derek is going to get what he has to get.
Titans legend, former running back Eddie George on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Eddie, an exciting partnership between you and FanDuel Sportsbook, that launching officially last weekend here in Tennessee. They've even named an odd boost after you, calling it the Eddie George cool. Special, which is if Derrick Henry getting 100 yards or more, the odds right now at +130 from FanDuel Sportsbook. What do you make of this partnership between you and FanDuel, and just how cool has it been so far to see sports betting legal here in Tennessee?
Well, it's been super exciting for me. They had me do these little promos on going around Twitter and Instagram, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, you cannot dance!" Oh, my God. There's one of me dancing around, and another one of me spinning and running to the house to make my bed. So I had fun shooting that with my family, but you know, I think that's been the whole deal. So the promotion has been really great. The boost has been great. I personally got online last week and made some bets and won. I'm not a big bettor, but I'm really enjoying it. But the thing I love most about this partnership is that the taxes from the Tennessee sports betting will go towards education, infrastructure, and mental health. So it's going towards something good. It's not going to somebody's pockets and having them go buy a Lamborghini or a car, or, you know, it's going back towards where areas where it's really needed in our state. So that's what I love about this partnership.
And Eddie, maybe one of the funniest things over the weekend about that, the first ever FanDuel bet in Tennessee was a 10-cent wage on the Colts -2.5 against the Lions, and it paid out 18 cents. That's how you started off, Eddie. It doesn't get much better than that.
Hey, you got to start somewhere, man. You know, it's basics every day, right?
That's right. Former Titans running back and Titans legend Eddie George has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Eddie, we appreciate you taking time to join us, my friend. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Great stuff there from Eddie George, and a really cool partnership he's got going on with FanDuel Sportsbook. I was checking it out over the weekend. I won as well, so I may be getting
18 cents.
Now I've won a little bit more than 18 cents, but I may be getting a little bit too excited about myself. It was a really good day for Robbie Stanley over the weekend.
Keep level-headed. Even keel, man.
Keep even keel. That's right. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Eddie George had to say there, especially with his comments about Derrick Henry. How many yards have the Titans cost him the last couple of weeks with the way these games have unfolded? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.